With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater. I'm here with J.G. John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Monday, and the focus is my life as a child of God.
This winter on the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the Word of God speak to your life.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, I whisper your name, and my identity is claimed. I belong to you. So I begin this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time, into this space. Jesus, you know that I love you. I have seen your love. You proved it in blood. And so, like your friend Peter, who once said, Jesus, you know that I love you. I join him, Lord. Jesus, you know that I love you. Come to me now. I am honest about my frailty and my failure, so I confess. Lord, how easily do I forget who I am? I obsess over what I possess, what I've accomplished, what others think of me. I care more about what they say about me than what you say. I have forgotten you. So forgive my image obsession. Help me to think more of you and less of self. You must increase, I must decrease. You alone, Lord, are my joy, your love my only desire.
Our reading today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 9 and 10. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Our meditation today is on the word isolation and was written by Anna Jacob. Isolation has become a common word during these past couple of years. It seems difficult to discuss that word without mentioning our most recent history with it. Certainly, disease has caused us to isolate. Government mandates have separated us. Fear and judgment and personal opinions have created a division which can make one feel alone, isolated from the world. Yet even with those experiences, we are never truly alone. One powerful story from the Old Testament comes from Daniel when he was thrown into the lion's den. Isolated from the world, he sat in darkness, surrounded by the threat of death. Yet, Daniel did not despair. Betrayed by his king and those in his community, Daniel held on to his faith. He may have been alone physically, but spiritually, Daniel's God was right there with him, in that darkness, in his despair, and in his isolation. God never leaves you. Through the ages, this has been true and continues to be true. Even in your own self-imposed isolation or when other circumstances are thrust upon you. He was with Abraham and Sarah in their old age. He was with Isaac on the mountain. He was with Joseph in Egypt. He was with Moses in the desert. He was with Daniel in that lion's den. The list goes on, and you are on that list. He tells us in Matthew 28, verse 20, God has chosen to be with you always until the very end of the age. God fulfilled this promise by sending his one and only Son, who on a cross experienced true isolation, so that we may one day live eternally with him. We pray. Lord, thank you for your continued presence in my life. Help me to remember your promise to be with me always, even as I face those moments of isolation, knowing I do not have to face them alone. Amen.
We pray. Father, you are Father, and I am your child. As I get older, keep me a child. Keep me a child in faith. Father, I ask that you would give me your care and your guidance. Father, I ask that you would guide me when I wander and want my own way. Father, I ask that you keep me childlike in faith. I pray that you help me grow in faith, that I love and trust in you above all things. Father, I pray for strength to obey you, even when I don't want to. Father, I pray for you to heal my hurts and wounds. Father, I pray for your guidance and your assurance when I doubt, when I wonder. Father, be my Father. I am your child. You've invited me to crawl up into your lap and whisper into your ear. And so I ask you to hear my prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.
loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, Mount of Ivory.